Today is September 25th, 2025, and the time is 1:04 p.m. I now call to order this third quarter meeting of the Finance and Audit Committee. This meeting is being held in person at the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas at 1601 East Pflugerville, Suite 3301, Pflugerville, Texas, 78660. Committee members were notified of this meeting on September 4th, 2025. The Deputy Commissioner of Insurance and her delegate with Secretary of the SLTX in its register on September 18th, 2025, in accordance with 551 of the Texas Government Code. All board members find this number 4. Conference calling number was provided to members of the public in a public meeting notice. Members Ezekiel Mathal and Leslie Lillenberg is present via Teams. A quorum of two or more committee members. I believe we have Jeff Klein here. Are there any other board members? Also attending are the executive director of finance, Robert, and counsel, Michael Norred. Attending. Sorry. Are any representatives of the Department of Insurance, the Comptroller of Public Expenses present or attending by phone? Employees, board liaisons, and state agency representatives. Mute your phone microphones when you're not speaking. We have some procedural announcements before we get to today's agenda. We will not have public comments for this meeting. Representatives, state agency, and members of the public are welcome to or record this meeting, but please refrain from asking questions of committee members during the meeting or interjecting comments. Members of the public, put your phone on mute. The agency personnel may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Antitrust activity or are prohibited stamping office functions. This prohibition includes the exchange of information, individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claim settlement practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual company's operation. We'll move on to agenda 2, the discussion and approval of the June 20th, 2025 Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes. One was by Finance and Audit Company minutes. Are there any revisions or corrections to the meeting minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Nick Lawrence, I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any appropriate action related to the 2025 year-to-date financial review budget for the right to present this agenda item? So we can microphones.
The sample fees were under by 93,585% year to date. Investment income was over budget percent $12 over budget 100% $108,713. Anticipate out and house. Percent, which is $6,511 for August, and under 6% and 4%, which is $51,000 of wedges and conferences. And entertainment over budget by 43%, which is $817 for the month, and 65% for the year. As we mentioned about the conference, occupancy and operation expense were under budget. 23,200 for the year, including occupation and operation, includes software company. Budget by 24.25 or 13% for August, and over budget by 137,180, which is 9% year to date. Contingency expenses were not. Which were not used were in this were $3,184. Savings for the month and year to date is $33,786 for the year to date savings. We had 168 operating income for August and $277,708 operating income year to date. We had budgeted an operating income of $157,500 for the month and a loss of $727,300 through August. So the change in investment values was an increase and approximately $131,738 for August and $213,643 year increase year to date. Are there any questions on the budget piece? If not, we can just go to the funding and analysis. So the funding balance you see per the plan in section 2B, 7A, projected funds for assets replacement must not exceed expenses audited for the 5-year period immediately preceding the budget year fund balance. So the beginning balance, unrestricted, undesignated funds in January of 2025 was $32.2 million. August year-to-date net income is $490,721, resulting in a fund balance August 32.4. Are there any questions? No, I do not. So now I'm going to move on to our 2026 projected budget. First section of the office must submit a proposal budget for the Sanford office operation and the capital expenses and contingency expenses for the following calendar year to the board, audit, and finance committee. On here, revenue for our proposed budget is 10% or $55 due to increase in interest rate this year, which we reinvested maturities will realize. Our projected overall increase in revenue is $171,000. Our increase in revenue to be. Budget salaries and benefits increased by $21,465 for 2026. The increase is due to an 11% increase for all lines of health insurance coverage, which is offset with overestimate of 2025 pension budget and 2026 increase in 401k expenses. Projected services 2% increase, or $9,583, due to increases in ADP fees and One America fees, which is offset by $4,901 offset by $1,200 reduction in Cyber 7 management services, and then professional fees represent 4% of the total budget. The next line, conference and education, 4% increase, which is $4,025, and remain 1% of the budget increase, primarily due to one additional training for Microsoft added. And entertainment decreased 2% or $2,300 for 2025 and remain 1% of the budget. Decreases due to SLT board meetings reduction from six. We used to have six and now we're reducing it to five. And the human research and travel and just an increase in travel expenses for one additional IT analyst. Occupation operating expenses an increase of 4%. Or $14,106, which includes the IT software increase level 7, which just includes like GPT, GoDaddy, and single coding signing. Printing annual filing report mail out set increased by $3,000 in that category. The next one is a big category, which is there was a decrease of 1% or $146,507. In this category, insurance program is budgeted to decrease approximately 4% or $3,000. Our amortization is projected to be $1,886. The smart release we had smart releases from 9 through 7 stop amortizing at the end of 2025, beginning of 2026, which is $821,000 of that. And we had Microsoft Office furniture also. Another category in that general administrative expenses depreciation expense, which is 42% decrease of $21,622. 2025 schedule stop depreciating by $17,000 and we use the 2024 total budget to use those calculations. And this year we stopped depreciating our 2025 Office Suite 300 and add-on furniture, which was around $5,000. Depreciation, which is 4 points. And 2026, we added 6 new developer laptops to this category. So that was a big drop in the category that we had. The next one is our contingency decreased by $3,998, or 8%, with our 4% increase in our expenses. Total 2026 budget expenses are projected to decrease by 8%, or $803,689 over 2025. Overall, the budget prediction and operating income is of $665,624 or 2026, as opposed to a budget loss of $1,000,000, $1,842,21 for 2025, a change of over $1.7 million, or 165% increase. So, are there any questions?
Related to general administrative, I think as I was trying to go through those numbers, most of it was related to depreciation reductions, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Almost all of it.
Yeah, the smart releases 9 through 11 cost the majority of those.
I have a question about the budget, but given the slide before and the fund balance, what if there's any thoughts on that?
Yes. Let me get over to computers. Everybody, hear me. Bluntly, so our plan of operation requires that we look at the standing fee in the first meeting of the year. So that's the only way we have to address income is to change the standing fee. So that's when we'll have to do it, right? So. Challenges we have with the way the plan of operation is written, right? The income is planned in March of the following year. Budget is planned or expenses are planned in fall. So you have a fall expense and a spring income. So we're obligated by the plan to address that in March. So it's a great question. That's but really that's the only lever we have to pull.
The less than three reductions. 24.
Yes. Yeah. It, we do. But again, it's the only lever we have to pull. So, and the folks at TDR are very understanding of that. So, if the board decides to recommend to change the fee, I'm sure Commissioner Brown will take into account the impact on the industry and probably set a timeline that is amenable to all. So that's all good questions, but yeah, it's unfortunately we've got to wait a few months to address it.
Does anybody else have any questions from this board regarding the 2026 proposed budget? This board, do you have a recommendation regarding the 2026 proposed budget?
Yes, I recommend that the board refer to the 2026 proposed budget as presented to the Department of Commission of the Financial Regulation Division TDI in accordance with Section 2B7 of the Surplus Line Stamping Plan of Operations.
Thank you. Next, we'll move on to agenda item 4, the discussion and appropriate
motion.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to have a motion to adopt that recommendation.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do I have a motion to accept Ms. Ford's recommendation?
Second.
Those who approve, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. Okay, motion passes. Sorry for jumping the gun there. Oh, Do you mind muting and I'll transfer back over here? Okay.
And just because that it just go back. Yeah.
F5.
There you go. One second. Okay. I think we're good. Mm-hmm. Nick, you can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Sorry about the technology switch over. And thanks for slowing me down, Greg. Next, we'll move to agenda item 4, discussion and appropriate action and the consideration of an audit RFP. Generally, I understand that the existing auditor for the surplus lines has left Calhoun, the firm that has completed the audit. As I understand it, we could send this piece of work out to an RFP this fall, which would require the committee to review and recommend a path forward with a potential new auditor or confirming that we would stick with Calhoun. The other option would be to complete the audit this year with Calhoun and go to RFP in the next year going forward. So we're going to open it up for discussion. This is not a scripted discussion. So I guess, Ronnie, have you had any interaction with Calhoun's replacement auditor or who they would have lead the project? Okay, so there's a comfort level there. I guess generally speaking, I know you're relatively new to your role, but has the surplus lines been happy with the professionalism, the responsiveness, the timeliness of Calhoun?
Yeah, they've been around for 5 straight years. They've done a really great job of our audit. So, but, you know, we're due by policy. We've got an RFP, and earlier in the year, we discussed, because we knew Donna was retiring and I was coming in, we were preferred to defer the RFP to next year. But that really kind of depended on Marie being at Calhoun. So we didn't anticipate that Marie was going to leave Calhoun. And since she did, I really wanted you guys to be able to have the discussion on whether to conduct it. Because really, you don't offer really one, two, three, two. You either want a different price or you want different eyes on your finances, right? Well, we are guaranteed to have different eyes on our finances to a certain degree. Now, the difference is, has familiarity with our organization. And so, personally, I think that an RFP, deferring the RFP to next year is still the right game plan. It'll give Ronnie time to work with me. Because Ronnie worked with Marie a bit, but, you know, Marie had 5 years of experience. So, but I wanted to make sure that the Finance and Audit Committee had the opportunity to weigh in on that rather than just make that decision myself. So really it's up to you guys. And the hard part is with an RFP is it is very time consuming for them to go through the proposals and make the decision, and the board has to make the decision. I'm not trying to deter you or defer it or anything. I just want you to kind of have the eyes wide open. It is a process, and we would almost have to have it done by December.
My question was,
but again, I didn't want to make that decision without you here. So really, it's open for discussion. We're amenable to really either way. Ronnie and I have talked about it, and we can certainly to conduct an RFP. Now the question is, will we have the bandwidth to conduct an RFP and have a new auditor next year, a new audit company, where we kind of have to teach the audit company about the stamping office. That's kind of the real challenge, is really getting people familiar with our organization and takes quite a time. So there's kind of an inherent benefit to having people repeat the audit. The more they know about your company and your policies and your procedures, the better. Like I said, I didn't want to make that decision without you guys being involved. It's really the committee's decision. If you're passionate about conducting an RFP, we certainly can. If you're okay with holding off, even though we will have a new auditor for the 2025 finances, if you're okay with that, we can stick to the current plan of the 2026 RFP for financial audit.
And if in a normal course, when would you send it out for RFP? Yeah, it's going to be earlier in the year so that you would have time to get through that process and prepare for the following year.
Yeah, so the question was, when would we do an RFP? It would probably be part of the March meeting to have the Finance and Audit Committee propose a formal RFP. And then and we would, assuming the board would ratify that motion in March, it would really start then, because then the 2025 audit would be closed, right? Because that's when we go over our financials. It's the first meeting of the year. And the only thing we would really have to tie up with Calhoun or the taxes, the Form 990, that comes later in the year, in the fall. Theoretically, someone else could do that as well. So it's kind of up to us on how we but that doesn't mean for an RFP. That's the other things with an RFP, you might choose Calhoun again, right? Their experience and their knowledge and their pricing might be exactly what you're looking for. So I don't want to say you're getting a new one, because we may not, but there's always that chance. And so I would say as early as possible, but we would want to get through the audit before we really send out an RFP, right? That would probably send the wrong message to Calhoun during the audit.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to do an RFP now.
Yeah, I think just timing wise. Unless there was a service issue, like major service issue, or we're bringing someone completely new, which sounds like we're not. I think it would make sense to do that for next year.
I think there was just a little bit of a communication concern when Maria left. True. We didn't know. So it's more the frustration with that in the beginning. So that's been resolved, it sounds like. Yeah. Okay.
Is my
recollection, Ronnie, do you feel comfortable? Sorry, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Is my recollection correct that Calhoun specializes in nonprofits? Do I remember hearing that?
I don't know that. Might be accurate. I just don't know.
Ronnie, you're comfortable? I mean, are you? Yes. Okay. Because you're the one that, okay. Yeah.
Does anybody have disappoints or questions on this issue remaining?
It sounds as though, and please speak up if you disagree, Finance and Audit Committee, that we are comfortable holding off an RFP until next year and utilizing Calhoun for this year and not to RFP in the very near term. Is that fair?
I understand. This may be my recommendation. My recommendation at this point in time, we stick to the initial plan of going to RFP in 2026, and we move forward with Calhoun for the 2025 audit.
Right.
Discussion. Okay. All those who approve, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those who oppose, say nay. Motion carries.
agenda item, adjournment. Having no other business on today's agenda, I'll move to adjourn. May I have a second?
Second.
The meeting is adjourned at 1:35 p.m. Thank you.